Retailers say about 20% of us will give mom housewares for Mother's Day today. If that sounds something like getting a vacuum cleaner from your husband as an anniversary present, you may not have been in a houseware store recently. Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolf went to the Gourmet Houseware Show last week in Orlando and found that kitchen tools are now not only functional, but fun and funky.
Hot pink, neon blue, electric orange. This is not your grandmother's spatula. It's still used for flipping pancakes, but it's better designed, ergonomically correct, and eco-friendly. And it's made of silicone. Apparently, anything can be made of silicone. It's dishwasher, microwave, and freezer safe, rust-free, non-stick, heat-resistant, and reusable. Plus, it's pretty. All those bright colors, all those cute shapes. Form follows function these days, but with a generous helping of whimsy. One Housewares company is a bunch of young designers from the Rhode Island School of Design and one from Savannah who make things like a red rubber high heel that functions as a doorstop, a spoon rest in the shape of a pillow, and doormats that look like manhole covers. What a fun job! Another big kitchen color this year is green, as in the environment. They're showing lots of bamboo because bamboo is an easily renewable material. One company makes serving boards out of alderwood scraps from a furniture mill. Another makes natural room fresheners without harsh chemicals. Pink is the color of a heightened social conscience in today's kitchens. Several companies have lines of pink appliances and tools and donate a portion of the proceeds to breast cancer research. Plain common sense is also on display this year. The award for Best in Show went to a young company that realized you don't need a $10 jar of cardamom when your recipe only calls for a quarter teaspoon. So they sell spices in 1 teaspoon packages. Brilliant. And I love the idea of a collapsible, silicone, colander you can put in the drawer. But the baby hasn't been thrown out with the dishwater. For every ergonomically engineered potato masher and electric temperature-controlled butter dish, there is still an old-fashioned meat grinder and a beautiful copper pot. Although I was somewhat horrified to see a display of what looked like the contents of my kitchen drawers labeled Gadget Antiques, and they were all colorless.
Bonnie Wolf is author of Talking with My Mouthful and contributing editor for Kitchen Window, NPR's online food column.